Welcome once again to The Forgotten Word. I'm Bob Wise of Forgotten Word Ministry. Little follow-up on yesterday's program. We talked a little bit about, we were discussing Wednesday services are becoming a new thing in the church world, and I kind of got off base a little bit when I start talking about how, people are hypocrites for showing up to see their friends instead of worshiping the Lord, and it's all part of it, but I want to get back to the actual Wednesday night part of the discussion. I, for the life of me, I wish I could remember what happened to stop the Wednesday night services to start with. I just can't remember. It come about as a slow enough thing, I guess, for me in my life, that it's not like all of a sudden one day, bang, everybody announced there were going to be no more Wednesday night services. It just a little at a time, one church stopped, another church stopped, until all of a sudden hardly any are there, holding a Wednesday night service. And I talked to a lot of people, talked to a lot of preachers, talked to a lot of laymen, a lot of, people all over the country about this type of a thing. And there seems like the biggest answer I get all the time, especially from the leadership in the churches, is that, well, there just wasn't enough people showing up to make it worthwhile. And that word worthwhile really keeps coming back to me, because how many people does it take to make it worthwhile? Is it 20, 40, 60, 100, 1? I don't, you tell me. To me, it takes one. I'm, like I said in past programs, I'm of the old school. That's what I like to say. It's what a lot of people say. I'm of the old school in so many different realms in life. But I'm in the church functions, I'm of the old belief that you have the door open as often as you possibly can, as often as possible, to get people in the church. Not for the numbers, but to get people in there so they can hear about the Word of God, the ones who know who God is and have accepted God, Jesus, as their Savior, they can be edified with more learning and grow in the Lord. Those who have not accepted Christ as their Savior, they can hear the gospel message, they can hear the Word, and they can come to the point where they will accept Jesus as their Savior. So it's not a matter of numbers, it's not a matter of the money, it's a matter of every time that door is open, there's an opportunity to share the gospel. There's an opportunity sitting there that you may be able to place the Word in front of someone, and they accept Christ as their Savior. A soul would be saved. That, my friend, is what church is all about. Church is not about potluck Sunday dinners. Church is not about going on a golf outing. Church is not about the youth group having a party on Saturday or Friday night. Church is not about fun. And I think what's happened, excuse me, is we have got so many churches today that are concerned about and with the bottom line, the dollar, that's what they're basing all their decisions upon. The churches in this country have become a business. It's nothing but a business. If you want to see a striking difference, check out some people over in like Africa as an example. Some of them nations over there where they meet in a pole barn with a metal roof where it leaks all the time and there's no walls. It's just logs, timbers to hold the roof up. There's no siding on it or anything. There's no air conditioning. There's no fans. And then people will flock in there to hear the gospel. They'll flock in there to hear the Word of God. 100-degree temperatures don't mean a thing down to them people. They flock in there to hear the Word of God. And I think what's happened is our churches here in the United States especially, it's where it's coming from, I'm sorry. But the churches in this country, everything is set up on a basis of the bottom line. Can we afford to have Wednesday night service? Can we afford the electric bill for that night? Can we afford, does that make any sense? I've heard preachers tell me to my face. I've heard it. Well, it's hard enough to get people to do something on a Sunday morning. It's hard enough to try to get singers on a Sunday. There's certainly not going to be enough of them on a Wednesday. Well, so what? So what? Don't have singers on Wednesday. Preach the Word of God. Leave the singing for Sunday if there's not enough people want to sing to do a Wednesday night song service. If there's only 20 people show up, so what? Get out a book and a hymn book and sing. You don't have to have a group of people up on the stage. You don't have to have that. You don't have to put on a show. And I guess that's where the problem lies. So many preachers and so many churches today think you got to put on such an extravagant show, a big extravaganza, to get the people to show up. So they put all their effort into a Sunday morning, and the rest of the week, I guess it's just, you know, pardon me, but the rest of the week, y'all can just go to hell because we're not going to try to teach you anything because we don't have the money and the time to do it. But if you'll come see us on Sunday morning when we're putting all our money and our effort into for that 1 hour, we'll be glad to share the gospel with you. But don't try to come on a Wednesday. We ain't got the money or the time for that. We don't have enough singers. We don't have enough ushers. We don't have enough of this. Don't have enough of that. Now, that's just an excuse, people. Preachers and board members and deacons, they're all making excuses to not worship the Lord. I am sorry, but that is the truth. That is the facts. That you can take to the bank. It ain't worth any money. But it's certainly worth a lot when you listen to the truth. And the truth is, that church ought to be open Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, Friday night, Thursday night, Tuesday night, every night. Every day, every night, something ought to be going on in there to get people to see that this is a church that truly loves God. We're not here to put on a carnival. We're not here to put on the special this or the special that. We're open every day, so you feel like you can't come on a Sunday because you're working or you're out of town or you're busy or whatever the case might be. And, you know, you're like, come on a Wednesday, come on a Thursday, come on a Friday, come on a Tuesday. If you work in the evenings, come by on a morning time. Come in and see what's going on. There should be somebody there doing something. There should be something happening. Prayer services. There should be prayer services. I hear in some churches that they got prayer service on a Thursday, but you know what? I've never heard it. I know the church personally, and I've never seen them broadcast it. No one knows about it. Private little thing, I guess. Don't make sense. And then you got these other churches who all they talk about is we've got this big stage and we've got this light show and everything, and all of our effort, like I say, is put into the Sunday morning big extravaganza. It's a dirty, rotten shame when a person has to see a headline of an article that says Wednesday night services may be making a comeback. Are you out of your stinking minds? I am serious as a heart attack, people. Making a comeback. Boy, I bet God's rejoicing because of that, ain't he? And the preachers that are talking about these kind of things about how, well, you know, we got more people showing up on Wednesday now than Sunday, so if we're going to cut Sunday out, we're only going to have Wednesday night service. That's just an excuse. It's an excuse. Wednesday should have been a steady night for preaching, a steady night for hearing the message. Anyway, it should have already been happening. There shouldn't be anything about a comeback. It's not to come back from. It should have never left. And that's just one of the things in these churches that just annoy the dickens out of me. And if it annoys me this bad, I can't imagine what it's doing to the Lord, who is, this is supposed to be his house of worship. We know that now, seriously. We know that our body is the temple of the Lord when we accept Jesus. We know that. We're his people. But we have these church buildings that we have built together. Instead of going to people's houses, we've elected to build a church building where those people who are of that particular faith can go and get together and worship God together and congregate together, learn together, grow together. I've never seen anything like it. They act like it's a struggle to have a Wednesday night service. They act like it's a struggle to spend $20 a week to put an ad in the paper, an article in the paper, or $10, or sometimes it's even free. Most newspapers, a local newspaper, if you got a little thing about your church, they'll put it in for nothing. Church news. But it's too much work. Too much time involved. Or, you know, vacation Bible school's coming and they don't even put an ad in the paper to invite the people in town that don't normally come. It amazes me. It amazes me how dead to everything some of these people are. It's enough to make you sick. What do they think God's thinking through all of this nonsense? I mean, my land sakes anyway, folks. Wednesday night's making a comeback. Didn't know it went anywhere. It did. It slipped away and I didn't even see it. And it's sickening, isn't it? Think about this. Any of you out there listening, take a few minutes and just think about it. It's honest to God. Honestly, think about it. What happened? What happened? You know what? There aren't many Wednesday night services in our town, is there? No, there used to be. If anybody that's 50 years old, you think back, well, you can remember that was, churches were always open. Open for business. What was our business? Talking about Jesus. Saving souls if we could help to do so. Wasn't about how much money we made. We didn't sit down and put a chart together to see if Wednesday night would bring in more people so we could get bigger coffers and money in our coffers or not. You open that door and you preach the gospel. Like I said in the message yesterday, you preach it, they'll come. Word will get out. You get a preacher up there at the pulpit who's preaching the truth on Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, and whatever days else that they can get that door open. You preach the truth and nothing but the truth, and don't be a hypocrite, and don't give in. Stand fast to the truth, and people will start hearing, hey, there's a church down the road, this preacher preaches the truth. He tells it like it is. He tells it like God said. I want to go hear this guy. He ain't pulling no baloney. That's what you want to hear. A no-compromising preacher. That's hard to find nowadays, isn't it, folks? Well, it shouldn't be. It should be whatever church you want to walk in the door of, there's a preacher preaching the truth and the whole truth of the gospel. The whole gospel, not the parts that just make you feel good. Every once in a while, the word, the Bible, you can read in the Bible some, a lot of scriptures that make you sit there and squirm just a little bit. And that's the whole of the gospel, the good and the bad and the indifferent, all of it. That way you know what's going on. So Wednesday night shouldn't be something special in the context that they're saying. It should be special because it's another day working with the Lord. But it shouldn't be, oh my gosh, we got a Wednesday service finally. So listen, once again, time's run out. Make every day a day for the Lord. You don't have a Wednesday service, talk to your preacher, folks. See you tomorrow. God bless.
We pray these programs have been a blessing to you and they've taught you something. We feel that, you know, we're trying hard to do what the Lord has led us to do, and we pray that and hope and pray that it has been accomplished in these programs. If you have any questions, any prayer requests, or would like to, you know, comment on the programs or send any donations to the ministry, please write us at Forgotten Word Ministries, P.O. Box 315, Camp Point, Illinois, 62320. That's Camp Point, C-A-M-P-P-O-I-N-T, two different words, Illinois, 62320. God bless you.